From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. We're listening back to some of our favorite Not My Job guests of recent months, and one way a notable and important person can become one of our favorite guests is to talk about something other than why they are important and notable.
Case in point, new CNN anchor and chief Washington correspondent Jake Tapper. You may know him for his years of political reporting or his book about the Afghanistan war.
But when he joined us in December, along with Adam Felber, Brian Babylon, and Amy Dickinson, we just wanted to ask him about his date with Monica Lewinsky.
That was it was one nice dinner date, and it was certainly nothing.
See, so here's the thing.
You were saving that.
Everybody thought I was kidding, but I'm not kidding.
I did go on one date with her before the story broke. It was one of the most...
It was before the story broke, but after the story happened, if
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Very surreal. It was definitely one of the most surreal moments, especially for a journalist. I had gone out to dinner with her. She seemed like a nice girl. She was moving to New York. Seemed very eager to get out of Washington.
Can't imagine why.
Well, I wasn't really sure what was going on. She seemed a little naive, but you know, a lovely girl, nice, whatever. And then I went on vacation with my dad, and I was in the shack that passes for an airport in Little Cayman. My dad and I went scuba diving, and there was the local newspaper, the Caymanian Compass, and it was the story about, you know, the White House rocked by this scandal, and there was, oh my God.
this must get you to this day pride of place in the White House press room, right?
And no, you know, it's so long ago and so many years ago that people don't really talk about it much.
I do.
At least not when I'm around.
Right? Well, she never forgot the date, man. She still thinks about you, man.
I did want to talk to you because it's amazing. You wrote for the Washington City Paper and then Salon, and you worked your way up to, I think, the extremely impressive position of chief White House correspondent for ABC News. When you got that role, was there like a ceremonial passing over of Sam Donaldson's hair to you? How does that work?
No, he's still got it.
Well, that's his. He's not letting...
No, it's a great chair. It's a great honor, and... I mean, it's a demanding job and everything. Sometimes I forget where I am, and we all have our impressions of the president that we do.
No, wait a minute. You don't mean like an impression like, I feel he's a serious man who has problem connecting. You mean like, here's my Barack Obama impression.
Right,
listen up.
Right, like more Rich Little-esque.
All right. Okay, well, now you've
pitched
that.
Only point is that he came into the press room, and without even thinking, I said, hello, everybody. And he looked at me, he smiled, and he goes, that's pretty good.
Have you ever been yelled? I remember Brian Williams once told us this story of getting a phone call from a very angry President Clinton about something that Brian had reported. Have you ever gotten anger response from any of these powerful people you've reported on?
Sure, all the time.
I mean, do they get in your face and they yell at you?
They mainly release the hounds, kind of thing. It's
right.
Mainly their people. But you know, every now one time I was walking. You know, one of the cool things about working at the White House is that you do tend to be able to bump into people. In positions of power, and Secretary Clinton had just gotten the job of Secretary of State, so this is early on, and I ran into her, and I said, Senator Clinton, I'm sorry, I mean Secretary Clinton, how are you? It's funny, which honorific do you prefer? Do you prefer Senator, or do you prefer Madam Secretary? And she said, I prefer either of them to what we call you when you're not around.
Whoa!
Which
that's
makes
a good
me,
one.
That makes me think, Jake, that like the cabinet is impersonating you guys.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Jake Tapper. Hey, Monica, nice beret. Oh. You know,
they probably did.
Well, Jake Tapper, we are delighted to talk to you, but we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
It's Mr. Bojangles to you.
So you're named Tapper, but you're a reporter. That makes no sense. So we thought we'd ask you three questions about an actual Tapper, Bill Bojangles Robinson. Some say he was one of the greatest tap dancers ever. Get two right, you win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their voicemail. Carl, who is Jake Tapper playing for?
He is playing for Andrew Rosso from Northfield, Minnesota.
All right, ready to go, Jake?
I am.
Here we go. Your first question, Bill Bojangles Robinson was one of the greatest tap dancers in history, but he also had another distinction. What was it? A, he invented the sport of greyhound racing. B, he held the record for the backwards 75-yard dash. Or C, he introduced Thai food to the American public.
I'll go with B.
You're going to go with B. He held the record for the backwards 75-yard dash. That's true. He could run backwards very fast.
Wow.
So who did bring us Thai food?
I imagine a very large number of Thai people. That would be my guess.
Brought it all the way from the old country.
Yeah, exactly. All right, second question. Bojangles' most famous routine, of course, was the stair dance. You've seen him do that with Shirley Temple. He says he invented that routine spontaneously when what happened? A, he was going downstairs drunk. He tripped and managed to keep his feet all the way to the bottom. B, he was watching an early version of the Slinky descend some stairs in his home and went, aha. Or C, he was at the bottom of the stairs. The King of England was at the top of the stairs. And it just happened.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. He was drunk, fell down the stairs, caught himself. Hey, I just did a dance. No, it was actually C. He says, the story he told, that he was getting an award from the King of England. King of England was at the top of the stairs. He was supposed to go up there to meet him, and he just danced his way up spontaneously.
But also, isn't that stair dance? He goes up two, he comes down one, he goes up three, he
yeah,
comes
yeah,
up...
Yeah.
I would not do that to the king.
No.
I don't know.
You don't want to keep the king waiting.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you're knight.
It's like
you're
going
to use that knighting sword for a very different purpose.
Yeah, exactly. This is an exciting thing because now if you get this one right, you win. Here we go. He was an inspiration to many dancers, one of whom, Fred Astaire, played tribute to Bojangles in Fred Astaire's movie Swing Time by doing what? A, falling down a flight of stairs onto his face, getting up and saying to the camera, "You get what you pay for." B, saying, "Why, I'm nothing compared to Bill Bojangles Robinson," or C, doing a big dance number in blackface.
Oh, God. It's probably C, which is horrific. okay, I'm going to go with C, and I should also just say I do not support that.
Yes. You're merely choosing it. Sadly, it was true. That's what Fred Astaire did. It's rather one of the more uncomfortable moments for fans of Fred Astaire in that he does this big number, not only in blackface, but in this big cartoony suit that was supposed to represent Bojangles' style. He meant it well. What can we say?
Carl, it was a different time.
It
back
was
then.
A different, different time. Very different time. Carl, how did Jake Tapper do in our quiz?
Jake, you had two correct answers, so you win for Andrew Russell.
All right.
Well done. Jake Tapper is the author of the extraordinary new book, The Outpost. It's going to be in the New York Times bestseller list, deservedly so. Go get it. Go read it. You will thank me. Jake Tapper, thank you so much for being with us on
thank
Wait,
you,
Don't
Peter.
Tell Me. Pleasure to talk to you.